Check. New Man, Justified by Faith podcast, available on all streaming platforms.
Check it out.
Tune in every day for something new.
Tune in.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace. New Man.
New Man.
Tune in every day.
Every day.
Podcast.
Yes.
All streaming platforms.
Check us
Thank
out.
You.
What other gods? I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God. There is but one God. The Bible presents him in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But God is one. In earlier times, people actually did shape other gods from stone or wood or precious metals. See Isaiah 40, 19 through 20. That's almost unheard of today. At other times, emperors or kings have claimed to be divine or demanded that people not only obey them, but also bow down and worship them. Daniel 3. Almost every civilization has its legends of gods and goddesses. The Greeks has the Zeus, Apollo, Artemis, and others. If you travel to the Athens today, you may see the remarkable Parthenon, which was erected in honor of these gods. The ancient Roman gods were Jupiter, Mars, Minerva, and others. In the North European countries, names of the gods were Woden or Odin, Thor, Baldur, plus a company called the Valkyrians. There is a rich legend about the gods and the goddesses of these several civilizations. It is notable that in all these profusions of gods and goddesses, only in the little country of Israel was there a clear call to worship one God and him alone. This, we believe, was because God had chosen to reveal himself especially to this nation, and then from this nation to the world. From this nation to the world, we no longer have idols or worship kings, but we still have other gods. We still tend to exalt things, people, and goals to a position equal to or above the true God. The commandment, "Thou shalt not have any other gods before me," is addressed as much to us as to the ancient people. And let us examine some of these rivals to the worship of God. First, success. We live in a success-oriented society. Everybody wants to be a winner. And we measure success by what people around us call success. A student who gets a good mark is a success. The teacher says so. A person with a good job and a good salary is a success. The boss says so. A rich person is a success. People, power is enough to get to gain their own way to success because the world regards them so. We turn to someone other than God to determine what success is and what we ought to do to win it. We make the world the judge and not God. This is not at all what God wants. We are in fact worshiping at the wrong altar. Fearing and trusting and loving something other than God. The second rival is praise, which is the twin of success. We become hungry for the praise of people. We want approval and popularity. We are disturbed when someone criticizes us. We live in fear that people may discover our weaknesses and call us failures. Yet, the strange thing is that the more successful we are, and the more people that praise us, the more filled with anxiety we have. What if people stop praising us? What if we can't measure up to their expectations? Pleasure is a third rival. The Lord wants us to enjoy this world, but if we are in an endless chase to find new sources of pleasure, a new car, a new home, a new cell phone, a new dress, every year it's another iPhone, and the one that we have is just not good enough anymore. New friends, a new spouse, a new vacation spot. Then the search for pleasure becomes a god. A fourth rival is security. God wants us to have food and shelter and health. He even asked us to pray for these things. Give us this day our daily bread. The moment we put these things in first place, however, we are on a path that has no end. We spend our time, energy, and worries on being safe. We can't give God what He wants because we are afraid that we may need our money. We can't risk helping somebody because we might not have enough for ourselves. Besides, we aren't well. The doctor has told us to be careful. We fear, love, and trust the God of security, and we become dull and selfish. These modern deities take many forms. They threaten to become our idols and to elbow God out of our hearts. So please remember that God is the one that we need to believe in, to trust in, to rely on, to cling to. God is our Savior. Jesus is our Savior, and God loves us. Let's pray. Help me, Lord, not to cover up my wrongdoings, knowing you already have them covered with your love, mercy, and forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.